you guys see the reports of Dion went on a radio show and basically said, I'm trying to remember whose radio show or podcast it was, but he said that he wouldn't come out publicly and step in, but he will step in if the wrong team drafts Shador.
I gotta say, we'll probably end up finding out because everything gets out.
Oh yeah,
for sure. Someone from the team is gonna talk to.
Oh, you can sure as hell bet that's gonna leak.
I think we'll talk. You can talk circles around whether or not this is a good thing. But my biggest question is like, what teams are on that list? I think both New York teams are probably on that list. I think Las Vegas is probably on his list of, like, do not take my kid.
The statement he says is that what are the qualifiers? Or how is he going to weed teams out? And he says, well, it's got to be somebody that can handle the quarterback that he is, somebody that can handle understanding what he's capable of, someone that has had success in the past handling quarterbacks, or someone in an organization who understands what they're doing, not just throwing you out there amongst the wolves. So it sounds like he doesn't want him to play right away. And he wants someone that's developed a quarterback, and you just kind of start thinking, well, who's developed quarterbacks that doesn't have a quarterback?
How many years are left on Dak Prescott's deal after he signed the extension? Four more after this one?
Yeah.
That's what the talk was that came up yesterday, which was, should the Cowboys take Shador with their
They're going to have a pretty good pick.
Well, he would sit there. He would sit for a couple years.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot like... And I don't know how this money is structured in Dak's contract. I'd have to look at it. It was signed at the beginning of the season.
Well, you can say it's it, but I mean, I never put anything past anything in Dallas. But also, if he comes in, if it's not going the way that Cowboys fans or that Jerry Jones thinks things should be going, you still have to probably eat whatever you have to pay Dak, but you probably might pull the string.
Yeah,
Jerry's done that before to give the team a spark. Trying to remember.
What if
did it with Dak?
With Romo. Yeah.
You think? Hear me out. Think the Rams are on that list? Because if Stafford's getting older, and we don't know
his team that he would want him to.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Maybe. Yeah, all right. I was like, why would they be?
I was like the Jets, Giants, Raiders. Yeah.
I was like,
that'd be a pretty good spot.
Okay. So, yes, the Rams being a team that he would want.
For sure.
That would
be in LA.
You know who else I'd want him to go to if I was Dion?
The Fighting Squid Swimmers.
Well, possibly. I mean, but there's no fight in front of it. The Vikings?
No.
Oh, I would love for him to go there. No. What's your crazy face for?
They just drafted a first round quarterback. That's the crazy face.
I understand. But Shador is phenomenal arm. He's in a sling around system. You got Justin Jefferson. You got Jordan Addison. Yeah. What's the tight end's name? Is very good.
Hawkinson.
And
I
think
it's far out there. But so you're saying is that, okay, oh my gosh, Mick, quarterback of the drafted.
J.J. McCarthy.
McCarthy, thank you. So McCarthy would come back and be healthy. They would jettison Sam Darnold and then draft.
I mean, how much
you thought we were irate when Penix went at eight?
First off, I think Sam Darnold is a stopgap because of J.J. McCarthy, to your point. And he's started to falter a little bit. Secondly, I think it depends on what you think of McCarthy, but, you know, that could be a part of the trade if you trade up to get him.